This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, back to Robbie Brackets here. Got a couple upsets to tell you about. These are locks.
And we're waiting. I got my Bet Online account. Let's go. Got to lock in these hot.
You know what, Jace? There is no such thing as a lock, okay? I hate that term. But here's the deal. There is a guy by the name of John Izikowitz.
Okay.
He is a finance bro.
It's like the Dave Bartu of this world.
But he is considered an upsetologist.
Okay.
Because he is the expert who predicts NCAA tournament upsets with astonishing accuracy.
What is his clip?
This says,
this guy make a lot of money just gambling?
I'm reading this from the Wall Street Journal. He does bet. He says, over the years, the proprietary model has called for 41 upsets, and 28 of them have hit.
Okay.
68%. Now, that's outright upsets, yeah. Not just
against the spread,
taking points.
Yeah.
And this says that's a remarkable record of correctly picking winners that are supposed to lose. What's even more impressive is that he doesn't waste his time with upsets that are upsets in name only. It isn't exactly jaw-dropping when a number 9 seed beats a number 8.
Sure.
So instead, he zeroes in on the true shockers, the 11, 12, 13, or 14 seeds that can magically turn into Cinderellas.
So it's pretty good, because if he's picking these outright at 68, you got to figure against the spread, he's better than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do a lot worse than just sprinkling, yeah, you know, a few shekels across this guy's bets.
He also doesn't watch a lick.
No. Well, that's like Dave Bartu. I don't think Dave watches a lot of these things, but he just goes, he has an analytics model, and he goes off of that, and
yeah, away you go. I think a lot of guys who bet,
yeah,
you'd be stunned at how little they actually watch, because your eyes can deceive you. Well, like, you can watch a team and think that they suck. The reality is they don't suck. They just didn't play well when you watched them. Yeah. And their numbers may say otherwise.
Well, I would make the argument that, yeah, you could probably be poisoned.
Right.
You know, by by your eyes.
Yeah, the math don't lie, bro.
No, big eye in the sky doesn't lie.
Rasheed Wallace said that.
Rasheed.
So, this says, in fact, if Izikowitz allowed himself to be swayed by subjective biases, he wouldn't have called for number 11 North Carolina State to beat number 6 Texas Tech last year, because his algorithm had been buried by the Wolfpack in the past. Instead, he stuck with the system and NC State danced all the way to the Final Four. Okay, his success is based on his finding that the teams most likely to shock the world are the ones that value possessions. His model likes schools that grab offensive rebounds and limit turnovers, both of which lead to extra shots. It similarly dings opponents that struggle in those categories. Then he bakes in a few other key indicators like strength of schedule and defense defensive field goal percentage, and voila! This year, Ezekowitz model calls for two upsets.
Well, I've got my pen and paper here as we're heading up to A&A tomorrow.
And he also likes some longer shots. Here are those picks and how his numbers compare with the win probability from college basketball statistician Ken Pomeroy and the line at the sportsbooks. Are you prepared?
Let's do it. Because that's the main one. I'm going to look at who he's, you know, who he's predicting and then see what kind of points we're getting.
The first one, UCSD over Michigan.
That is everybody.
I know. But there's a reason why they're saying that. He is saying 61%, whereas Pomeroy is only giving that a 41% chance. Mm-hmm. Michigan is favored by 2.5 points.
I do enjoy, at least this guy has like numbers to back it up. I love how every national pundit donkey now, looking at you, Jason McIntyre, I told you about this a week ago. The UC San... Oh, stop it. Stop it. No one's even heard of UC San Diego until a week ago.
Well, as we mentioned the other day when we were going through these, of the 364 teams in Division I, UCSD has the 7th lowest turnover rate, mm-hmm. and they force turnovers at the 2nd highest rate in all of college basketball. And this is why everybody is picking UCSD, is that Michigan is 338th in holding on to the ball.
Interesting. Michigan did just beat 3 top 20 teams in a row to win the Big Ten, though.
They sure did. And they've got some size.
Yeah, Vegas, it's only on the money line. San Diego's only plus 125. So it's not, this isn't much of an upset. According to Vegas, this is not much of an upset.
So the second one that he has chosen here is...
It doesn't say which one he likes more. These are just his two upsets.
Well, no, it's by percentages.
Okay. So is this one bigger or...
VCU over BYU.
Oh, sons of bitches.
But that doesn't account for the ROP coaching handicap. That's right. Maybe the VCU coach leaving.
VCU's got his eye off the ball.
So Ezekowitz had UCSD over Michigan at 61%, right? And Pomeroy had it at 41%. Yeah. This one, he has at 56%. And Pomeroy has it 46%. So
that's a coin flip game.
He likes the UCSD one better than this one. But in this, BYU is favored by 2.5. So again, pretty small line.
It's because we suck at defense, I'm guessing.
VCU, he says, there are plenty of reasons to like VCU. The Rams have astounded the country before when they reached the Final Four as an 11 seed back in 2011. Their coach was in charge of UMBC. Remember we talked about that? Mm-hmm. They beat Virginia.
Yep.
By the way, he's leaving to go to Virginia. That's what Buckley was talking about. For one, VCU collects 36.7% of its missed shots as offensive rebounds, one of the highest rates among tournament teams. They're also nightmarish to try to score against. They have the number one effective defensive field goal percentage in the country. Now, the long shots that he likes, and these are not official plays, he says, but there are...
keep an eye on it.
He's like, hey, you know, some of the numbers are pointing to these teams. One is Texas. He says if Texas gets past Xavier tonight, he gives the Longhorns a 51.3% chance of upsetting the 6-seed Illinois. Hmm. And an even longer shot, he says, consider 14-seeded Troy, one of the few teams that grabs even more rebounds than VCU, and they have a 21.3% chance to oust number 3, Kentucky.
I haven't seen one person. That's the first time I've heard Troy over Kentucky even mentioned anywhere. The rest of those I have heard. And also remember, too, on some of these, I mean, you're talking about a 50-50. You're just saying that's a coin flip.
Well, he's talking about 21%.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in the VCU-BYU one, you're talking about a coin flip game, a little better than that in the first one. And, yeah, Troy, well, Kentucky, 20%.
But what this guy is saying is that UCSD, you know, they're 2.5-point underdogs, mm-hmm. and yet he is saying that they have a 61% chance to win the game.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, that's a pretty significant number difference.
I kind of like this. I looked it up. You can get right now. So he's saying 21% chance for Troy to beat Kentucky.
Yeah. What's the money line there?
Well, money line there is plus 550 for Troy, but I can get 12.5. I don't need him to win, but if he thinks there's a 21% chance they can win that outright, that might be worth throwing down a few bucks. Just say, hey, I'll grab Troy
in the
12.5 and even if it's competitive. And like you said, they get a lot of rebounds and they can kind of slow that thing down, grind it out. I don't need a win. I just need you to lose by less than 12.
You said 550?
Yeah, it says plus 550 on the money line for Troy.
So that's a pretty good number, because if you do the converter, a team that has a 20% chance to win, mm-hmm. which is that's basically what he's saying, should be plus 400.
Okay.
They're offering it at plus 550.
550 on ESPN Bet.
That is the definition of
value. Yeah.
According to him, that's if you're just using his metric.
Yeah.
And then the last
an idea, like UK on the money line is a minus 900.
yeah, right. So that's, minus 9. So if he's saying 21%, so he's got it at 69% they'll win.
Mm-hmm.
That should be minus 225. See how much they're juicing. The hot team or the, you know, like the big name teams?
Yeah.
So there's value there.
I can see that.
The last one that he is saying is the longest of shots. And he says it's only a 10% chance, but he suggests number 15 seeded Bryant over number 2 seeded Michigan State.
Well, I'll be damned.
The model says Bryant has a 10.4% shot to advance.
What's the reason? Does he give a reason?
He doesn't give a reason on that one.
Michigan State can't shoot the three, which is kind of problematic in today's game.
Now, do you want Bartu's follow up here? Because he just texted me.
Yeah, Bryant, by the way, if you're wondering, Bryant's catching 19.
Okay.
In that, and they're plus 1,200 on the money line.
So plus 1,200. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the converter here. See, it doesn't even go down that far.
No, I mean,
it does. Yeah, that'd be a 7.7% chance to win. And he's saying 10.4. So that's not...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's not as a big of a difference as the Kentucky
Troy.
One.
Yeah.
Now, Bartu says... in his model, now he's just run the numbers on the last two first rounds, but he said that every upset in the last two first rounds is an underdog with a top 100 scoring efficiency and a favorite with a bottom 150 offense or defense. So that applies to nine teams in this first round.
Okay.
Those teams are, and I'm listing them by favorite.
Sure.
These are the favorites. Yeah. In other words, you want to, according to Bartu, they may lose. These are the most likely teams get upset. Yes. Ole Miss against North Carolina.
That makes sense.
Mississippi State against Baylor. Mm-hmm. Oregon against Liberty. BYU against VCU. Mm. Texas A&M against Yale. Michigan against UCSD.
Some of these are obviously the ones that people have been talking about.
Marquette against New Mexico.
Haven't heard that one yet.
Kentucky against
Who is Troy. It? Troy. I'll tell you what. There may be a $20. I'm not doing money line, but I may place a 20 spot down on Troy to cover.
And then Missouri against Drake.
Hmm.
So those would be.
And some people have said that the Drake. I've heard that one. I don't like that in every one of these models that people are pointing out. You know, the one common. There's two. The two teams that are showing up left and right in this
are
Michigan and BYU.
Well, and that's why that's why they're the popular upset picks. It doesn't mean they'll happen. But I will say, of those teams that Bartu listed there, you realize five of those are from the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Because he says, you know, they have a bunch of bad defenses.
Yeah.
Or, see, the flip side of this is
they just play offensive juggernauts.
They're playing Auburn in Florida.
No offense to the Big Ten, but I've watched more Big Ten basketball than I have anything else because of Oregon. Then we watched a little Big 12 in here with Kansas and BYU. But boy, I'll tell you, man, you watch some of that Big Ten ball on a week to week basis, you are not seeing offensive juggernauts compared to having to play the offenses that are in the SEC. And by the way, this is the same argument we make about football, right? Like when the SEC defenses were dominating, what do we always say? Well, it's because they don't play anyone with a good offense.
Yeah, it's all about matchups and styles.
Yeah.
And I do think, I mean, look, there's so much information out there now.
It's hard to get an edge.
It's hard to get an edge, but I feel like the people that are smart and run the numbers are giving, the information's out there.
Yeah.
So it's very clear. It doesn't mean that they're going to happen, but it's very clear that if you talk to anybody who is paying attention to this, the two most likely upsets are VCU and UCSD.
Yeah.
Because it's almost across the board that they all agree.
Yeah.
So
and the numbers, the
numbers clearly show that.
Yeah.
And that's how those guys bet. They bet numbers.
If you want to win money, just bet against BYU. I'm prepared to get kicked in the balls again because it's going to happen.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I have a BYU bet.
Against them?
No, I bet them. I have faith.
I want you to know that makes me feel even worse.
I have faith.
About what's going to happen.
I got them.
Everyone says this is the best BYU team they've had.
They're in my portfolio.
And they're just going to get kicked square in the Mormon nuts tomorrow.
But you know what my reasoning is, which is terrible?
That everyone's picking VCU?
Well, that's part of it.
That VCU's coach is leaving?
That's also part of it. But the main reason is I just think BYU's good, which is so stupid.
We're done.
That's the bias.
That's the
right?
bias, yes.
Like every time I watch them, I'm like, dude, they're really good.
Yeah. I just kind of like them.
Yeah, I think they're good.
They're going down.
So they are going to lose. You're right.
100% they're going down in flames.
All right, we've got viral video news next. Here's Buck.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.